And how have your attitudes to food changed over the years?
Very drastically. I used to really enjoy food, but since it had been limited and restricted, it became less enjoyable. I had a bout of bulimia in the late 80s, early 90s. Perhaps I reckon as a produce of stress relating to postnatal depression after the pregnancy and so on and so forth. My mother passing away at the same time. A very close sort of, I hadn't mentioned it before, but a sort of surrogate mother from London also dying the year before my mother did. I had a child as well, and had bulimia for about 6 years, which was very, very difficult. Started to try getting back into some regular routine of eating, specifically focusing on fruit and salads and vegetables and stuff, which I really enjoy. But found after a while that I started bloating and getting a lot of pain and discomfort. And after various trips to the doctor and so on and so forth, we had a locum doctor come in who suggested that perhaps I try limiting the amount of green stuff I actually eat. So by process of elimination, I cut out everything and then tried introducing one thing at a time as it goes on. And the consequence of that is that I'm now unable to eat anything green, fruit, salad or vegetable, no dairy products, no eggs. And it's very difficult because I love salad and fruit and so on and so forth. However, I do maintain a healthy diet for my family. Being the mother who's diabetic, I'm aware that my children are more prone to diabetes than perhaps children who don't have diabetic parents. Furthermore, my daughter has a higher risk because her grandparents and her grandparents' parents also have diabetes on the female side of the family. So I think she's even more prone. And I think it's important for people with diabetes to be mindful of their families and be aware that if you have small children and you are diabetic or diabetes in your family, then the best thing that you can do for your children is to actually give them a healthy diet. Make sure they have a reduced sugar and salt diet with reduced fat. Get used to, from a very early age, eating healthily. Then they won't be sort of as tempted by the sweet stuff and the fizzy drinks. And we have no fizzy drinks in our house. All our drinks are sugar-free or fruit juice or flavoured water. We only have fresh fruit. I allow one bowl of sweets in the house per month. And if you finish it in the week, that's fine because there's no more for the rest of the month. But there tends to be at the end of the month sweets and stuff's left over. And it's really nice for me if I take the children out and give them an option at McDonald's and they actually ask for a salad. That is really, really good. You know, it's a bit of a boost. But that's the best thing you can do for your family as a diabetic parent.